The Occupy Wall Street protests continue, but patience at many city halls has run out. The conversation turns from frustration to violence in some cities, and a young Marine Corps veteran survives two tours of duty in Iraq, returns home, and then is critically injured at a protest in California. It's Thursday, October 27th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Mayors in dozens of cities trying to figure out how to respond to protesters who are camped out in public parks, sometimes illegally, or marching by the hundreds down streets and sidewalks. Some have decided to crack down. We'll give you an update on the Occupy Wall Street protests around the country. But we want to know what you're talking about this morning.
Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we begin with the top stories we're following. A global sigh of relief for banks and investors around the world after European leaders agreed on a plan to rescue Greece and create a so-called wall of cash bailout fund to prevent the debt crisis in Europe from spreading. It took many hours of negotiations, actually weeks leading up to this agreement, and it calls for banks to take a 50% loss on the face value of their Greek debt and a $140 billion bailout for the nation of Greece. It also creates a $1.4 trillion European rescue fund in order to protect other economies like Italy and Spain from the same market turmoil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe made a strong decision.
We have recognized the origins of the crisis and brought the problems a step closer to a solution.
Wall Street is poised for a big day. Wall Street futures are up, but we'll see what happens at the open. At the very least, it appears there will be upward movement at the opening about 3.5 hours from now.
Occupy Wall Street protesters were on the move last night on both coasts. Several hundred protesters marched past New York's City Hall in a show of solidarity with fellow protesters in Oakland, California, who've been clashing with police. At one point, New York City police stretched an orange net across a lower Manhattan street to catch demonstrators. Several arrests were made. In Oakland, the mayor says protesters will be allowed to gather at a plaza near City Hall, but will not be allowed to camp overnight. We told you yesterday about an 8% jump in tuition this year at public universities. This morning, the College Board says the number of colleges that cost more than $50,000 a year has grown to 123. That's just tuition, room and board. The most expensive university, Sarah Lawrence College in New York, at nearly $60,000 a year. But some of our listeners are struggling with debts that reach much higher than $60,000.
This is Scott from Ferndale, Michigan. My wife and I, between the two of us, owe over $300,000 in student loans between our med school and law school debt, and there doesn't seem to be any help for us. We are suffocating under over $3,000 a month payments just to our student loans and paid over $12,000 in interest last year alone.
Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to be hearing from you all morning long. Americans currently owe nearly $1 trillion in student loans.
On Capitol Hill, the so-called super committee is running into some familiar congressional gridlock. Democrats on the deficit reduction panel proposed up to $3 trillion in savings in a mix of spending cuts and higher tax revenues. Republicans on the panel, though, say they will not accept a package that includes any tax increases. The Commerce Department releases its first estimate for economic growth in the third quarter today. It's expected to forecast an annual growth rate of 2.4% in the last quarter.
The death toll from Turkey's earthquake this week now tops 500. Rain and snow is making life much more difficult this morning for rescue workers and the thousands of people who've been made homeless. And in Thailand, thousands of people are leaving the capital of Bangkok after the government warned that large parts of the city could soon be inundated by floodwaters. Asian and European markets are up, as you heard John referring to. Futures are up quite a bit at this point. The Dow will start at 11,869, the S&P at 1,242, and the NASDAQ at 2,650. Well, tensions seem to be climbing in Occupy Wall Street demonstrations across the country as the weeks pass and mayors and police chiefs become more and more impatient with people who are camped out in parks past the curfew time, maybe camped out in places where they're not supposed to be staying overnight. We're going to check in on the latest updates, including how mayors in several different cities are responding, but we want to get your stories as well. Give us your opinion at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.